Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A stunning series of revelations are now unveiling the truth about the criminal conspiracy involving Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, James Comey, Robert Mueller, Loretta Lynch, and others under the Obama regime. These people conspired to allow the Russians or Russian-linked companies to gain control over about 20% of the U.S. uranium supply, which is, of course, a critical strategic resource for nuclear weapons and nuclear readiness and national defense. And Hillary Clinton and her Clinton Foundation took $145 million, that's to the foundation, from these Russia-linked sources. While Hillary Clinton sat on the at the head of the State Department and approved these deals. And it's all starting to come out. And this shows you why there was so much desperation for Clinton to win the election in 2016. Because they knew that if they lost, that this would all come out. They wouldn't be able to cover it up because they couldn't control the Department of Justice anymore. They couldn't control the FBI anymore. This collusion shows treason. Treason across all of, well, not all, but many of the top officials of the Obama administration. Actual criminal treason carried out by James Comey, for example, who should be now indicted, criminally charged, and prosecuted for treason, collusion, and corruption. It shows that Robert Mueller, who is now running a partisan investigation into Trump's so-called collusion with the Russians, which is a fake narrative hoax pushed by the mainstream media. Mueller was involved in this as well because he was running the FBI before James Comey. While all of this was going on, and the FBI had evidence, they knew that this bribery, corruption, money laundering, and fraud was taking place and that it was funneling money back to the Clinton Foundation. Hillary Clinton was, in effect, selling out America. She was taking money from the Russians, an actual enemy of America, you know, a strategic enemy, if you think about it. And she was, her foundation was profiting from that. And then she was, in essence, selling influence of her future presidency. Why do you think, oh, and Bill Clinton was getting paid by the Russians to give speeches at the same time. To quote, give speeches. By the way, speech giving at that level, it's just bribery. When they say we want to, when the Russians say we want to hire Bill Clinton to give a speech and pay him $250,000, what that really means is we just want to bribe him, but he can show up and say something for 15 or 20 minutes and we'll call it a speech, but it's a bribe. That is the new system of bribery. And by the way, Hillary Clinton was paid millions, I mean, tens of millions, actually, come to think of it, just by the Russians alone, $145 million to her foundation. She has been paid hundreds of millions of dollars or through her foundation to give so-called speeches. This is bribery at an international level. This is collusion. This is treason. This is criminality like we have never seen before. This is the biggest story of America's history in terms of corruption, collusion, bribery, and fraud. And of course, it was all being done by the Democrats. It was all being done under Obama. It was all being carried out by Hillary Clinton, who is a murderous, almost like a mafia boss, like she runs the Clinton cartel. And they almost won. They almost won the election. They would have seize all your guns. They would have destroyed the Second Amendment. They would have opened the borders and allowed a flood of illegals into America. Then they would have granted them citizenship so that they would continue to vote Democrat. And the Democrats would have won for generations to come. And the corruption and fraud and collusion that typifies the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch and all these people, that would have become the status quo. That would have been the power structure for the rest of our lifetimes, probably, in America. I mean, you talk about a dangerous, dangerous system, a tyranny. The expansion of government tyranny over the people, the criminalization of patriot groups, the criminalization of Christians or Second Amendment advocates, for example. That's what Hillary Clinton would have brought into place. But thank God she lost the election because Donald Trump won, because the American people voted for Donald Trump. And many of those people were probably just voting against Hillary, but some were voting for Trump and what he stands for and so on. Now, America was saved by that election because now, thanks to that election, all the truth is starting to come out. I predict that within the next 3 years, before the end of Trump's first term, we're going to see several Obama officials indicted. And the court cases may take many years to be resolved, but some of them will go to jail. Ultimately, hundreds of Obama officials need to be indicted, prosecuted, and if found guilty, imprisoned, because they are traitors. They actively sought to dismantle America. They actively sought to rig the election. They actively engaged in cover-ups and bribery and money laundering. I mean, Obama himself ran the money laundering system that put, I think, $1.7 billion of cash, of international money laundered cash, into the hands of Iran, of the Iranian government, which has threatened to nuke Israel and to nuke the United States and everybody else that they don't like in the region. Obama ran that money laundering scheme. I mean, Eric Holder ran Operation Fast and Furious, which allowed guns to be put into the hands of Mexican drug cartels so that those guns could cause maximum gun violence back in the United States, which the administration would use, this was the plan, to call for a ban on the Second Amendment. You talk about false flags, you talk about corruption, you talk about criminality. That is the Obama regime, that's the Clinton regime, the Clinton crime cartel. All these people are corrupt. James Comey, Robert Mueller, corrupt to the core, sold out. And now they're still trying desperately to remove Trump from office, even if they have to fake the evidence or fake the news. I mean, ever since Trump got elected, the New York Times has been mostly just fake news. Washington Post, same story. CNN, total fake news. They make up fake evidence against Trump while ignoring real evidence that shows Hillary Clinton was involved in treason, corruption, collusion, money laundering, fraud, selling out America to the Russians, and much more. You know, there's a long line of dead people behind the Clintons, you know, body bags, people who had evidence against the Clintons. Isn't it amazing how quickly they die before they're able to testify against the Clintons? Just amazing. What a coincidence. I don't know, 40, 50 people have been killed who had dirt on the Clintons. Just amazing. So America was almost run by a criminal cartel mafia operation. That's the Democrats. That's Hillary Clinton. That is Democrats. If you vote Democrat in a national election like that, you are voting for criminality and fraud and corruption. It goes so deep. These people need to be imprisoned. They are such a threat to America and our liberties and our future. So let's hope President Trump can now get on the phone to the DOJ and talk to Sessions and talk to other people in his cabinet and say it's time to look at the real evidence here. It's time to follow the evidence and see where that leads us on this Uranium One deal and Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Robert Mueller or Mueller. I don't know the right pronunciation of his name, but it's time. It's time to follow the evidence and get this done, because we can't let America be run by these criminals any longer. They need to go to jail instead of running the White House, which is what they were almost able to do. It's unreal. You can follow more news about all this at treason.news and trump.news. We run both of those websites. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.